mic. Nathan. See, but I'm standing up here. See, I'm hovering above it, though. Hovering above it like I'm receiving oral. If Ruben sounds weird, it's just Jose smoking right now, and the exhaust fan is not doing what it was meant to do. So
it's not exhausting.
It's not exhausting. Well, it's exhausting for Ruben because he has to deal with it.
Yeah.
See, like you have your hoodie over your nose.
Yeah.
And
it's all gas mask in here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to fix that exhaust fan or get a better one.
We're not smoking the fucking treehouse.
No, can't not do that.
Jesus.
Sorry. How's everyone doing? We're doing good. Last week's episode did get kind of racy with the whole midgets and, the
Booker T
thing.
The Spinneroonie.
Oh, God.
That was probably what his sex move was called.
Probably.
He stuck that midget on it and just spun her ass around.
Really?
It's called the Boston Market.
Like a Boston Market.
It's called the Boston Market where he just stands up straight and she just is
spinning
completely
on it, rotating.
Sustained upwards with his penis.
Someone's holding her arms and helping her spin.
That is awful. Awful. That is, of course, Blueben and Jose.
Hola.
That was not Jose. That was Blueben. That is... Damn it, they both sound the same.
Si.
No.
But, ¿cómo estás tú?
Damn that SAP button stuck again. Hello,
Ruben.
So, yeah, last episode was good. Thought we'd come back. This time, realizing... You know, like, I think you two realized it in a grocery store parking lot. We can get to that in a minute. But I kind of realized it just with my son and thinking about things. And we've all kind of come to the conclusion that kids have it too fucking easy.
Yes.
Let's all think about this, guys. The first also, Holland, before we even touch on that, sorry, horrible plugging. Need Evie, new song at the beginning of the show called Wesley. Check it out. It's good stuff.
Good song. Listen to the whole song.
It's good. It's kicking and alive and jamming, as they say.
As the kids say.
See, and, all right. So, look, why don't you two kind of, you know, describe your situation you had at the grocery store, sitting there waiting, you know, like a couple of perverts.
Yeah.
Well, we were waiting for someone to get something from inside. So
okay.
We weren't just looking at kids. At the local Save Mart.
I kind of was.
Okay, he kind of was.
More so girls in the Save Mart.
Notice how he said more so, not... It was just chicks,
not completely,
dude. It was just chicks, bro.
So fucking the way they wear their pants, you don't even know which
ones
are girls.
You don't know until they turn
around.
You don't know until they turn around.
They got fucking hair like women. I seen this dude with better hair than most of my ex-girlfriends.
Yeah. So this is the thing.
Layered and
colored and really nice hair. It's really fucked up. Anyway... We're walking down the goddamn aisle, and we notice some kid wearing, you know, the typical rocker kid with the long hair, just how he just said, feathered and nice, wearing tight pants. And
like super tight, like tighter than like 76
Some big
pants.
Rocker shirt. And big
you know what, it would probably have been more practical if he was a rocker. I think he was like a hip-hop
kid.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, you know.
That makes it worse.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't even know anymore. Like,
it's like,
back
hey,
in the
man,
day,
do you know who you are? No.
Like, back in the day, a rocker had skinny jeans on. That's what the rockers wore.
Yeah.
Tight jeans and fucking shoulder bulges and shit.
That's right.
These motherfuckers got baggy shirts with fucking Air Force Ones and the tightest fucking Peter Pan pants on I've ever seen.
Why would they do that? Who said that's okay?
Yeah. Like, I remember when Sagan was out, and people were like, oh, that's, you guys look stupid, like, saggy, soggy diapers and shit. You know, why are you guys sagging? You know, but it was a style. A lot of people jumped on. Some did it fucking mildly. Some sagged all the way to their fucking asses were hanging out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was in moderation. You know, there's still, how come that's not cool anymore?
I don't know.
How did the tighter...
Maybe because everyone just got pissed off that they had to constantly pull their pants up if they were like... Like, I get pissed when I forget to wear a belt or don't wear a belt with, like, certain pairs of pants, and my shit starts falling down, like, sagging down. I'm like, fuck it, I gotta keep picking it up.
You know...
That
so you wear
me.
Fucking jeans, you get them from the Madonna
I actually looked
aisle.
This up.
No.
I actually looked this up, guys.
No.
I actually looked this up, guys, in the interwebs within my head here.
You have a Wi-Fi connection in your head?
Yeah, sure. And,
Why not me?
It happened in 2001 in Oakland when a young black man was trying to solve his issue just like you said and bought pants that were just a little too small and said, fuck it, I'm going to wear them.
You mean a little bit too large?
Too small.
Too small?
Trying to fix the issue that he had with pulling up his pants.
Ah.
And he said, fuck it, I'm going to wear them. And somebody said, hey, man, that's fly.
I want to know who the first guy was.
It couldn't have been in 2001. I didn't see those motherfuckers when I was in high school.
Well, you know.
That shit just, like, happened, like, within the last 3-4 years, man.
Yeah.
We're fucking 2012 already, Holmes.
Right? End of the world status.
We're fucking
old. What did I say? Interwebs within my fucking head. What the fuck did I say?
Definitely not to scale.
But anything, what I'm trying to tell you is that we're walking down this goddamn aisle, and me and Ruben begin to look at each other like, look at this guy. Look at those fucking pants. Look at that hair.
Yeah, back in my day, he got his ass whooped.
Yes.
At the local Save Mart.
What kind of ass whooping wearing those pants?
Yeah.
And we looked at each other and we're like, oh my God.
We're fucking old.
We're fucking old. And these kids got it too fucking easy.
Talking about
too damn easy. Check this out. All right. Now this is going to get, like kind of nice. Makes me feel proud in a weird way. My son, he's going to be turning 5 in March, and he's super into Mario Brothers right now. Like, he loves Mario Brothers. Like, that's his thing. And he, you know, we had a Wii, and we've had it for most of his life. He didn't know anything about it, really. But he goes to his cousin's house, and he starts playing that new Super Mario Brothers Wii. And suddenly, boom, he's into it. So he comes to me, and he says, hey, Dad, I want to get the Super Mario Brothers game for the Wii. And I said, you want to know something? I got something better than that. And I thought he would at least be able to appreciate it, but now he does, but at first he didn't. I said, I got a Nintendo in the garage with a Mario Brothers game. And he's like, you do, really? And I said, yeah, I do. I brought in the original NES.
Nice.
You know, I brought that in, and I said, here you go. And he's all, what is that? And I said, check it out. And I plugged it in, Mario started up, still works.
That blows my mind, though. What is that? What the fuck? What is a Nintendo? I don't get it.
And it, you got, to be fair, it was a 20 years ago when that console came out.
I know this, but my God.
So I plug it all in. He says, this isn't what I was talking about. I said, it's Mario Brothers, son. I know you can't read all that well, but it says Mario Brothers, you know? And he's just like, okay, this isn't the one I was talking about. I was talking about the one for the Wii. And I said, oh, no, we don't have that. Poor kid is crushed. He's just like, you strung me along for this entire thing. Now you give me the wrong fucking Mario Brothers? He says, no, I'm not playing this game. So after a couple days, he starts playing it. He likes it. And then Uncle Kyle comes over, you know, the buddy Kyle. He shows up, brings over Super Mario Brothers 2. And then my son started playing Super Mario Brothers 2, even though I don't agree with that game. But the only reason I don't agree with it is because it's not really a Mario game. It's just a reskinning of a Japanese game. It had really nothing to do with Mario.
That's a whole other story.
A whole other episode. But he's starting to appreciate it, you know what I mean? He's starting to appreciate fucking Mario. And he's starting to get into it, and he's starting to play the other Nintendo games. When he doesn't really play the Wii, you know, that's technically his.
That's good. It's good that you're getting him started on those so that he realizes, that he knows about those, because most of these kids don't. They're coming in, they got their cell phones already, they're going to school, they got cell phones, they got fucking
iPods. Fuck that.
They got iPods, they got all this.
I didn't see a cell phone
at all throughout high school. Dude, your kid is just getting radio waves sent up his ass all fucking day at school. All fucking day while they sit there, they're just catching freaking... I mean, I don't understand how you lose your kid nowadays with all this shit on them.
Well, the thing is that you actually have to learn how to activate all that shit and use it. They don't know how to use it. They just hear it has it, and that you have the ability to do that. And they think it does it for you automatically, when instead you actually have to log onto a website.
Right. Yeah, well, that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying.
I mean, it's like, okay, look, I hate to jump back into this real quick. We might have talked about it before, but I'll only, you know, we'll go through it real quick. Kids nowadays, they can get, I mean, like, you know, teenagers, there's really no fucking, well, shit, not even teenagers, anybody. It's really not that hard to find porn on the internet. You know what I mean? It's not. How hard was it for us to find porn when we were kids?
It was damn near impossible.
Yeah.
I had an uncle that had a van with a window on top of it. And he'd leave, and that window would be unlocked. And in the tire in that back of that van was porn. Several magazines. Yeah.
You okay.
Yeah, but do you see what you just said? It was
yeah.
a van.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
In attire.
Exactly.
Like that. That was just
the lengths
porn.
You would go to.
Exactly.
That
exactly. exactly. Yes.
That wasn't just porn at the end
yes.
of your fingers.
It
wasn't.
Was
e-
no. It
was.
It definitely
was,
wasn't easy. I mean,
that
I had
was
to,
a scavenger hunt.
I had to time it out and know when that you know.
This motherfucker had a map.
Yeah.
Like the fuck, like a pirate, and he was like, going to the van.
See, but we didn't.
Look into the sky.
We didn't have internet.
And there was a tire. Inside the tire, there would be porn.
Mm-hmm. See, like we didn't have internet, so
you
so
can
because
get porn
we can't
on your goddamn phone now.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If we wanted to see titties,
just boobies, boom, yeah. that's there.
That's like, why we appreciate it more.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like what? It doesn't have tits on the what?
Yeah, like kids get all pissed off and indignant over the fact that like you know certain things can't do certain things. But I gotta kind of remind them like, look. I come from a time when I didn't even have that. I had video games, but I didn't have no fucking online multiplayer.
Right, right, right.
I didn't have that. I didn't have any...
It was turns is what it was.
Yeah, it was basically turns. Yeah, it was turns. You have multiplayer, but you gotta have the dude sitting right next to you, and it's taking turns. And you can only plug in two controllers.
It's crazy. It's what the technology is doing to the kids, you know.
It's spoiling them, because I think we're humble, because we grew up with, you know, we grew up right on that crest... And when technology was really taking off.
Yeah, we rode the wave, and now they're coming into it all, you know, it's all already there. But it just makes for these bastard kids, you know?
Oh,
and they're
yeah.
so smart, you know, they have technology at their fingertips, and all that information is out there. They soak up so much more information than we do.
I just think it's that their access to that information. Like, if we wanted to learn something about something, like, if we sat here and had a question about anything... Mm-hmm. We'd have to, back in the day, go to the fucking library.
Yeah, or hope the encyclopedia had it in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, like you said, just as easy as porn. Phone. Google it.
Yeah.
Google
How
it.
How did you know, okay, a word like Google
yeah.
Google that shit, means man. Now fucking figure out anything you need to figure out.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
word Google means there's no questions ever.
Yeah.
Like there's never a... What is this, or when is this?
It's like a really hard...
How did this happen?
It's
or,
like a really...
What's
really,
Gumby?
Really hardcore
information
infinite.
Information is there. It's all
yeah.
there.
I wouldn't say they necessarily soak it out. I just say it's their fucking... It's at the end of their fingertips. If they wanted to know, it's right there.
Yeah.
Right fucking there.
Yeah.
Like you said, porn? Fuck.
But what,
like,
what?
You couldn't just click a scene on the VHS player to the money shot.
Right.
Like, you had to sit there for the 45 minutes or however
find
long
it.
This fucking porno
you have to
is.
Find it.
And just, like, go with it. And follow it, and the whole storyline is developed. You start becoming emotionally attached to this woman, and you don't appreciate how the guy treats her at the end. By the end of it, you're like,
what an asshole.
Yeah, just ran her face like that.
That was cool, though.
Yeah, but you know what, though? That's the thing. Like, they do have it easy, but we got it easy now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Then no more looking at empty fields for porn.
Yeah.
I can say
yeah.
that much.
For sure.
I mean, because I don't know about the listeners, but, you know, like, I used to hang out in empty fields a lot when I was a kid, playing, you know, shooting paintball, guns.
When you were an orphan?
Yes, yes. When I was kicking it with the Little Rascals.
Yeah, right? When you and Spanky and fucking
yeah,
Alfalfa.
I used to kick it in empty fields a lot.
Yeah. That sounds like
it's
a
fucking
well,
weird
no,
thing.
Dude, like,
it's fucking crazy, man.
Thing. Hobos do that.
Hobo, do they really?
They kick it in, yeah, they kick it in empty fields.
Well, there was an
go?
Old
They're
abandoned house. There
else.
Was an abandoned house that was falling down by my grandpa's
That's
house.
That's where hobos
so,
go.
Well, there were no
fields.
Hobos when I went there, man. Fucking, we got there
where
and shoot
Where do you think the porn came
and,
from?
Yeah, they weren't there because you fucked them all.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
right.
That's nasty.
Mm-hmm.
That's nasty.
But you know what? These kids do have all this information at their fingertips. And what it ends up doing is they're way smarter, faster, but they still have that immaturity of a child, and it makes for really fucked up, crazy kids.
Yeah, just go searching for YouTube.
That's why we got them.
Just go on YouTube and look at that shit.
Pumped up full of freaking meds.
See, like, kids nowadays, they got DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have VHS tapes. They have CDs. Not fuck CDs. They have MP3s now.
Yeah, there's no
no physical. The only
nobody
physical
really goes out and buys a CD anymore.
No,
you just get the song.
Fuck the artwork. I mean, it's like who the fuck still has a tape player in their car?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
I do.
It's just an old model car.
Yeah, my cars are a fucking relic.
But you know what? My mom's got some badass mixtape.
See? Like, that's the thing. I used to do the same thing your mom did. Like, I'd listen to KRZR, record the songs I wanted to listen to, and then just have them on a tape.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Just like we said earlier.
Oh, hold
just
on.
Just imagine trying to give a mixtape to somebody now that you recorded off the radio. It, they,
Yeah. Laugh in your face.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they'd be like, I already got all these songs in 128, you know, kilohertz on my computer, on my MP3 player. You know, it just goes right to my iPhone. I don't need that shit, you know. They'd be like, I have to go to a library just to even play this. Why would I want to do that?
Yeah. That was back in the day when good music was called jams.
Right?
Jams.
That's a jam
jams.
Right there.
But then when two hardcore-ass rappers got together to do it, it was called a joint.
It's called a joint, yeah.
She got like, this new joint, son.
Yeah, yeah you see? Yeah.
But they didn't say son.
Like, no. all my mom's mixtapes were jams.
Oh, for sure.
Hot jams, slow jams.
Yeah,
jams.
Smooth jams.
Smooth jams. Fucking
pumping jams.
I passed out to these jams.
Yeah.
My mom would sit in front of the stereo and fucking party it up, man. Sit there and record mixtapes.
Mm.
Both sides, mind you. That's hours of fucking music.
That's good shit.
And it's funny, too, because, like, sometimes she'd be making dinner,
yes,
and, like, a commercial would come on, and she'd take off fucking running because she's recording the commercial. Possibly burning the food.
Yeah.
But you can't fuck up the jams tape. You need that.
Oh, you do?
You know?
Absolutely.
She's like, fuck dinner. These fat asses will eat eventually. They'll find something in here. But my jams gotta be flawless. They can't have commercials in it. Can't have a can't be commercial bumping. You know? Because when New Year's comes around, she pulls out her hot jams.
Boom. It's party's on.
Party's on.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you hear the...
Yeah.
Click.
And then, but then you hear half that commercial before she was able to stop, and then it goes right into...
And then it goes onto the fucking song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I hated that about fucking DJs, because they would always fucking... But like the 30 seconds, the last 30 seconds of the song, last 30 seconds of the Humpty Dance could be going off. And, you know, it's fading out. All of a sudden, it's B95 here, you know. Valley's hottest music, you know. Yeah. It's like, fuck, man.
Fucker.
Yeah, I wanted to hear the rest of the Humpty Dance. I don't want to hear fucking, you know, AJ's Playhouse in the Morning. Fuck you.
That was the end of my tape. Now you fucked my whole end of my tape up. Now I got to fucking figure out how I'm going to record over that.
I got to open the tape and actually cut the physical tape out.
One time I woke up, it was like 3 in the morning on a fucking Wednesday or something. I don't know. Something crazy. And my mom's sitting cross-legged in front of the stereo system. And we had a big-ass stereo system.
Mm-hmm.
But where you put the tapes in was all the way at the bottom.
Yes.
So she had to sit down to be able to reach it and, you know, fucking passed out Indian style.
Nice.
In front of the fucking stereo. Blaring music. Still recording.
I got to ask, how many empty beer bottles were next to her?
No, she usually got up and tossed one. I think there was like one half?
A
full one right there.
Nice.
Chilling. But you know what? She had hot jams.
Yeah.
Those jams were rocking.
She was on recording duty.
Yeah. Like, who takes the time to fucking record tapes?
Yeah.
Like, if you're downloading music, how long does that fucking take? It'll take shit.
Those would be the...
You pick like 10 songs, walk away, and 20 minutes later, you come back, you got fucking 10 new jams on your shit.
Yeah.
I'm calling them jams from now on.
Anyway. Just jams.
Those would be the symptoms of a crazy person nowadays. If somebody saw somebody sitting there recording tapes like that, you'd be like...
Yeah, why are you recording tape? Why don't you just download the MP3, or if it's a talking show, like a talk show or whatever, just record the stream on your computer.
Now, yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Yeah. And if I tell my mom to record a stream, she'll fucking smack me in the mouth.
Say, I am not going to record anyone doing that.
Yeah.
Get me, he says I'm me.
Dirty asshole.
Yeah,
I'm like, Mom, the computer. She's whooping my ass.
Yeah, like, the cochino.
Yeah.
The computer, you tell me.
I bet your kids don't even play Spin the Bottle anymore.
No, fuck no. Nope. If they do, they have an app for it on the iPhone. They just, it's just a picture of a bottle and they spin the phone.
Exactly. Exactly.
Assholes.
That's probably
what
it is.
That's way too easy.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, you need a bottle.
Yeah.
You need a real bottle. You need a fucking...
And chicks.
Bottle and chicks.
And chicks.
We don't, which what we don't have. Right
well,
now.
We're not going to play Spin the Bottle.
No, we're not.
But I bet your kids are too pussy.
We're not at summer camp. We're not at summer camp or a sleepover.
Yeah, I bet your kids are too pussy to even fucking play Baby Bridges anymore.
Oh, dude. See, now a game I still play with my friends, and it's pretty much just ongoing. I know you know of it, and I know you know of it. It's the whole safety doorknob thing.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's...
But that's just farting.
But it doesn't matter. Everyone does it.
Some people go, cherry.
No.
Banana.
No. See, no. The way you play safety and doorknob is that basically you hear someone fart, you call doorknob, and then they have to run to it and touch a doorknob while you're punching them.
If you fart?
No, if they fart.
If they fart.
Say,
they
okay, say, check it out. Say, check it out.
Calling butts.
No, say you
butts
fart.
Up,
say you
up.
Fart, and you don't say safety. I say doorknob before first. You can say safety. No, you can't say doorknob. You have to say safety. I say doorknob, you have to run and touch a doorknob, and I can just be punching you the entire time.
Yeah.
It's like a weird Smear the Queer Baby Bridges weird slug bug mix. It's like this horrible game, and it's awful to play when you're just, it's constantly being played, like if you're at the mall. Of course, then again, if you blow ass at the mall,
fucking doorknob in the mall.
Exactly. That's the fucked up part.
We're getting in a full-on brawl then. Fuck that. Yeah. I'm not going to let you punch me the whole time we're in there. I'm kicking your ass. You show me a doorknob and I'll go get it, motherfucker. I don't see one. I'm punching you back.
That's the whole problem.
Dude. I think I got my first real injury at Baby Bridges.
Baby Bridges?
Yeah. Dude. I'm saying, then my brother's name was Bobby. So I'm like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
I couldn't even talk to him without getting punched. Hey, Bobby. Baby Bridges, motherfucker. My knee. Son of a bitch. I can feel it.
Yeah. That might be what started your knee injury.
Yeah. I got bad knees because of Baby Bridges. Yeah. See, kids are too pussy now. They got it easy. They don't get punched for no reason for saying a word with a B.
Like, who plays Butts Up anymore?
That was a good game.
Yeah, I love Butts Up with a tennis ball, man. Oof.
Somebody will get you around the hole.
Ah! The worst one is getting it right in the upper, like that upper ass cheek, lower back.
You ever got it too low and it kind of smacked your balls?
Oh, no.
That sucked.
Man, I'm lucky. No.
Butts Up was a good game, though.
I love Butts Up. Crazy.
I remember I used to clench my ass because I didn't want that ball
going in. Man. Shit would have just fell right in there. Pop right in there.
Like a fucking...
Oh, God, that would suck.
Yeah. Just hold on to that bowl.
But these kids don't instead, do that
instead, you know
kids
what they
don't
do?
Go outside anymore.
No, instead they smoke salvia and fucking watch TV.
I know. What the fuck's wrong with Miley Cyrus? She needs to smoke some chronic. Salvia is just fucking weird.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck.
My face was hurting. I smoked that one time and I was like, ow.
Yeah.
Something's funny.
Yeah.
And I kind of stopped smiling.
Yeah. Like, that was a pain in the ass.
It was like the Joker drug.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what
after
it is.
After you kill somebody, give
love
them some salvia.
Love that Joker.
Yeah. And give them some salvia, and they're just, and they die.
And they smile a huge fucking smile on their face.
That shit would
be crazy.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's happened. See, and then other people, like, they're doing fucking bath salts now.
What's that?
Fucking, it's like they buy these things that are labeled as bath salts, and then they fucking, it's like, they smoke it or some shit like crack or, like, meth. And it gets them all fucking crazy twacked out. For the listeners who don't know, crazy twacked out is California slang for basically some sort of the crazy part being undiscernible, like you can't tell what drug they're on, and the twacked out being you think they might possibly be on meth, but you're not sure.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
It's called twacked out because they're tweakers.
Yes.
And if you're a tweaker, then you're usually on an upper, whether it's crank, meth.
Bath salts.
Brand new to me, but...
Demi Moore got fucking taken to the hospital because she was... I think she was...
Was that what that was?
I think it was she was fucking doing bath salts.
Really?
I think so.
Ashton Kutcher's going to come over here and kick your ass.
Bath salts. Wait, you know what? I looked like I was listening, but I really wasn't. When you were talking about the bath salts...
All right.
So you put the bath salts in the water...
No.
Okay, wow. No. See, that's
first
how
of
hard
all,
I
first
wasn't
of all,
listening.
First of all, you don't even need to be...
In the bathtub.
Yeah, no. No. First of all, you don't even need to be listening to how what I was talking about, because you're probably dumb enough to go try it.
Yeah, well, let's do it. What is it?
Nah.
You'll just have to listen
we'll
to the episode.
About, yeah. Go buy some meth.
Go buy some meth.
If you want
to
do something
move to
crazy.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, move to Oklahoma.
No.
And try to turn a chemical fire out with water.
Can you do that?
No. You need acid if it's...
No, you need dirt.
Base.
Not dirt. Dirt-based.
You want to get...
You need dirt-based dirt.
100%. Quality. 100% grade A dirt.
Sometimes the shit comes out of your mouth, man. I'm like, wow.
How many beers have you had?
A half a beer.
Half?
I've had a whole one.
Is that yours over there in the corner?
No, that's been there.
Oh, that's been there?
For a couple weeks.
And whoever left that fucking beer is fired, by the way.
Yeah, indeed.
Because who the fuck does that?
I don't know.
That is alcohol abuse.
That is. Joshua. It's like half a Newcastle.
It's killing, man.
Which is what we drink all the time.
Oh, yes. Yes, unofficial Every sponsor time. Of Treehouse Chronicles, Newcastle Brown
With
Ale.
Unofficial co-sponsor, Red Stripe, Jamaican imported lager.
Goodness.
Hooray for beer.
Hooray beer.
Yeah. Would you say I'm an ugly man?
Huh?
I'm hideous. But when I get the red stripe, I'm gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm a beautiful man.
Yeah. Look at the red beer.
I'd tap that.
Right?
Now put the beer down real quick.
Watch. Watch.
Oh, God. Where'd he go?
What the fuck?
I'm a fucking ogre,
What happened? Where'd the hot guy go?
Pick yeah. Beer your beer goggles came off, right?
Yeah, where the
One
fuck?
One second.
Hey, you're back.
Right? Hotness.
That. Man, where'd you
Hotness
go?
In a bottle.
Where the fuck did that ugly guy go?
It's like a fucking genie in a lamp. This motherfucker is like a genie. Once I hold it.
Dude, it's just way better.
Can't go wrong.
You're studious.
Red Stripe, Newcastle.
I'd vote for president for you. I'd vote you for president.
Fuck yeah. I'm an American citizen.
Jamaican beer.
Yeah. American beers aren't good enough. I don't know.
No, they're not. No, ew. Hell no.
Ill.
Ew.
I don't like Budweiser. That's nasty.
That's gross. See, that's the thing, man.
Don't chug a Zima, you pussy.
No, it's not even. I'm drinking this Newcastle, this fine, delicious Newcastle.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They are. Safe. I like to live by a rule called no swag, basically. Get quality instead of quantity.
No swag.
No swag.
See, I got a rule that I'm not better than swag.
Whatever's clever?
Whatever's clever. And you know what it is? It's because I grew up on swag.
Oh, I did too.
So how are you going to be better? I mean,
I got to strive to be better, man.
All of a sudden, you don't have to shop at Walmart no more. You're looking down on Walmart shoppers?
No. Exactly. I will still go to Walmart.
Wally World, man. I love Wally World.
Who doesn't?
I'll go to Walmart.
Fucking A, that's like a
But the one on King's Canyon doesn't exist to me. Fuck that one.
Why?
Because that place fucking sucks. Fuck that place. That's like a third world country going in there. Kids running all over the store. Yeah. Fucking people molesting the Ronald McDonald statue at the fucking... That's in front of the McDonald's.
That's the only place that has a no shirt, no shoes, it's okay sign in the front.
Are you serious?
No, I'm just...
I was like, have you seriously, did they put that up recently? Because I haven't been there in a couple months.
With you. That's no funny,
shoes,
though.
No shirt, yeah. It's okay.
No shoes, no shirt. Come on in. It's Walmart.
Accepting any form of conceivable currency.
Yeah.
Twigs and sticks, and you know, yeah. Twigs and leaves included.
We take blankets as fucking currency.
Bottle caps now accepted.
Yeah.
And it sucks, too, because, like, that when that Walmart was built, I was, like, even when I was a kid, because that's not in a great part of town.
No.
Like, if you're from where we are, like, Kings Canyon's not all... The Kings Canyon Avenue, not that great.
No.
And back in the day, it used to be good, because that was the old cruising route. You take Kings Canyon and cruise your vehicle.
Well, see, that's where Kings Canyon, you find a little fuck in them tight pants, you're kicking his fucking ass.
Oh, yeah.
All right, because there's lowriders around there.
Oh, yeah.
Pants them.
Yeah. I don't think that's possible.
When was the last time you pants somebody?
I don't think you can pants a guy wearing those kind of pants.
No, you have to, though. You have to be able to, because think about it. That waist, because they also sag, too. They bunch up at the knee, and from the leg they're straight, but they bunch up at the knee, so they're kind of sagging. So you could easily just go up, grab that fool's pockets with your thumbs, and just yank down. And, you know, fucking tighty-whities for everybody to see.
Yeah, that's
laugh horrible at him and make him even more emo than he already is.
Jesus. Those pants are killing me.
Dude, I'm sure they're killing his balls.
Fuck. How does he breathe in those?
Dude, see, I mean, I've noticed, you know, my balls hang a little bit, but that's because I wear boxers. I used to wear boxers. Now I'm switching to the boxers
balls
briefs.
Supposed to hang?
Not mid-thigh.
Doing boxer briefs now.
Well, that's a little far down.
See what I'm saying?
I don't think...
I was wearing boxers since before puberty, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, sure, I had underwear, like little Superman dun-dun-duns, you know, like with Alf on the bat, like Alf on the butt and Darkwing Duck and shit.
Yeah.
But once I hit, like, 9, I was like, no, I want boxers. And
are you sure you don't have a hernia?
No, I'm sure.
I'm
positive.
Are you sure?
I might have misgauged a little bit with the whole mid-thigh thing.
Yeah, oh, like, your balls hanging that low? Because that's not right.
They don't touch the water, I can say that much.
Oh, see, now that's when you have a problem.
Yes,
you
gotta
scoop your balls out of the toilet.
You
gotta
get some sort of skin lift and actually have them removed.
Set
like
them on
a
the
good,
front of your thigh.
A good, ooh.
When you sit down. You should pull them all the way up.
You gotta
top.
String attached to
you
them.
Just gotta straight, you gotta just straight up cup them. Just cup them the whole time.
I know we're talking about it and stuff, but getting old's gonna suck.
I know.
Taking a shit's gonna be scary.
Yeah.
No, you're afraid. Scary. Yeah, like, am I gonna die?
Am I gonna die?
Am I gonna have an aneurysm or a heart attack?
Am I gonna go out like Elvis?
Yeah,
put a bucket of chicken and an Inquirer in my lap,
dude,
on the shitter.
See, like the first of all, if you eat on the shitter, that's all bad.
Jose, have you done that?
I've sat there and straight up like talked on the phone and ate a burger while taking the shit. Dude.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You ever had a Blumpkin?
What's that?
Wow.
Blunt and taking a shit?
No.
Blumpkin.
Because I smoke too.
It's getting a blowjob while you're taking a shit.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, now you're too good for that, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, well, I didn't say I wouldn't like it. I didn't say that. That actually would be pretty cool. But
that would, I wonder if that would help things out a little bit, like make things come out smoother.
No,
I'd be too nervous.
You think so, to poo?
Yeah, well, you know.
Oh, that's like one of those weird, like, this is your problem, Mr. Bond.
Yeah.
Like,
but
that's like the most cruel fucking Bond trap ever.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lady sucking your dick, but you have to poop because we gave you X-Lax.
Yeah.
What are you going to
do? I imagine I'd end up peeing in her mouth somehow.
Oh, you were a poo and pee at the same time?
I was like, and then I was like,
oh, yeah. No, we didn't have to do that.
Didn't have to. But Jose chose to.
Wait, what's the opposite when the girl's taking the shit and she's blowing you?
Oh,
that's Glimpkin.
I don't know.
Because I'm not going to not say that that didn't happen to me.
It's called a human centipede.
Oh. That's nasty.
The first sequence.
That, I actually had to see that movie just because I heard about it.
Oh.
Fucking disgusting.
When you both take a shit, it's called a human centipede.
I don't think that's possible.
She's squatting, sucking your dick, and shitting while you shit.
Where?
Standing up.
And it's just going to run down your leg.
That's just going to be a mess.
Human centipede.
That's terrible.
That's horrible. The sheer physics of that are mind-boggling enough.
That two-assed horse.
Nah.
Cat dog.
The double-assed horse.
It's cat dog.
It's a cat dog.
Cat dog. Cat dog.
It's the cat
dog.
Wait, no. Little cat dog.
It's the cat dog.
Oh, that's fucking nasty.
Two-assed horse is pretty good, too.
I like the two-assed horse. That's good. Just I'm the double-assed double-assed minotaur.
Yeah,
there's
no head, just two asses.
Yeah.
See, the fucked up thing is, if you wanted to see that, you could just look that shit up.
Exactly.
That's the problem. Like, I'm seriously wondering, does that exist?
We had to imagine it, and they get to just look it up.
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's
Google
actually
it.
That's what, you know what? That's what it is. Imagination has been put online, and these kids have none, and they just get
there is actually something called Rule 34.
Which is,
if you can imagine it, there is probably porn about it.
Really?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Ah.
Well, think about it, man. Motherfucker, imagine flying. They
dinosaurs
all thought he was crazy.
Dinosaurs, fucking midgets.
Dinosaurs, midgets. I'm sure there's
I'm sure
porn
it can
about
be
it.
Yeah.
Like baby dinosaurs,
just
like
little ones.
Land Before Time dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's what it ended up being. It'd be like Littlefoot banging like. You know.
That's a whole new realm of something that I know exists.
Yes.
We all know that,
see,
that
like,
cartoon porn
you think,
exists.
Because I know my nieces.
Which is funny.
We think kids are brought up like Disney style?
No.
You know what I mean by Disney style?
Yeah, yeah. Only being able to watch Disney movies.
Yeah. You think that still exists?
No. Hell no.
There's not any good, like, well, there's been a couple good ones. Like,
Emperor's New Groove
within
was pretty good.
The last 10 years, though.
Emperor's New Groove is pretty
ones.
Good. Fuck you, Emperor's
New Groove.
Emperor's New
Groove was garbage.
Hell
gosh.
No.
That movie was garbage.
First of all this.
Garbage.
No.
Garbage.
No.
By far the best thing Disney ever did was Toy Story line.
No, well, that's,
one, two,
that was
three.
Pixar.
No, it was Disney's Toy Story.
You know, my son's deathly afraid of that cymbal clapping monkey.
Really?
Yeah, he doesn't like that monkey.
That monkey's kind of creepy. I got creeped out on that motherfucker.
That's why they had that monkey, because everybody's creeped out by that monkey.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than the older Disney, dude.
Yeah.
Toy Story, like, the first Toy Story, yeah, I'll give it to it. No, the other ones were as epic as the first.
But when the
first one came out,
it was a whole new ballgame.
It was it was fucking revolutionary. It was like, what are we watching?
The fuck, that looks real.
Like, you know, I always, and even since I was a kid,
and then,
I always had this funny, like, weird, like, what if Woody woke up and fucking
was like, hey man, let's hang out.
No, and fucking, like, you know how Andy was all grown up all of a sudden? You know, they were just stuck in the toy chest and they had to like open it up and try to find ways to play with them. What have you seen him on his internet porn? Just wagging. He's like, Andy, no! Andy,
no!
What are you doing? Like, wouldn't that just freak him out? Like, Woody would just be fucked if he ever seen that shit.
Oh, yeah. Woody would be fucked up if he caught Andy jacking. Yes. Yes, for
Who
sure.
Who says that never happened?
I know, exactly, right?
Because we only saw certain points of time within that universe of characters. Who knows?
All of a sudden, he's
going
to college. Why do you think he put the toys in the chest? Mm-hmm. So they wouldn't see him masturbating. Right?
He had a big old stack of books and shit on top
so they wouldn't
see
him fucking.
Yep. Sid told him, all the toys are alive, man. So just because Andy's a little paranoid.
You know, what you really got to think about is what happened to Sid?
He became a garbage man.
What happened to Sid?
He became a garbage man.
That wasn't Sid, man.
Yeah, it was.
In the third one?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
What?
If you look at the dude who comes to pick up the garbage at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Look at his shirt. It's still the skull shirt, and it still says zero.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
Shit.
So you're going to show us?
Yes, I will show you
both.
With
the beauty of the internet?
With the beauty of the internet.
Like, these kids have it too damn easy. Look, he's busting out the laptop.
Yeah.
Just to get the information. Google that shit, Josh. Google it right now.
Mm. Oh, I will.
Fucking technology.
They heard the computer.
But as much as we talk and bag, you know, the kids and how easy they have it.
They are our future.
I mean, they are our future. And like I said, they're at least, I want to say they're at least 10 years ahead of us. Like, when we were... when we were 5 years old, we knew what we knew. A 5 year old now is just way ahead.
Well, depending on the parents.
But I mean, there's so much more information they're picking up just by watching TV nowadays rather than the way we used to.
Well, I stand corrected, because the metalhead in Toy Story 3 is indeed Sid from Toy Story 1.
Thank you very much, Ruben, for you to peruse.
Fucking A.
That's pretty funny, though, right?
Yeah.
How funny is that? And he goes off to college, and this ends up being fucking garbage, man. Garbage guy.
Yeah. All because he destroyed his toys.
Which I somewhat resent, because
he didn't listen to what he told him. Play nice. Play nice.
Those cardboard actually, like, good insulation.
Is it making your lap warmer?
It was.
You know, one thing I'm going to strive for is to make shit as hard as possible as I can for my kids.
Yes.
Like, check it out. Like, if I have a kid and we got a fucking machine that fucking sweeps the floor.
Make them sweep it.
Fuck yeah.
You use it when you need to do it.
Yeah, when it's my turn, I'm using the machine. When it's
his turn? Oh, yeah.
Get the fucking broom out.
You better get that shit going, boy.
Shit. You know how old I was when I had to mow my first lawn? And it's not just the Mexican thing.
No.
You live in a house, you need to put your fucking weight around there.
Oh, yeah.
This guy I know fucking hates doing his own laundry. Didn't have to do his own laundry till he moved out of his house at fucking 22 or something.
What the fuck?
Right? I've been doing my own laundry as a fucking kid. My mom's like, you got too many dirty ass drawers, and then you wash your own shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, fuck, all right. As soon as I was tall enough to reach the bitch, I was doing it.
Yep.
She gave me one run through, like you were at a fucking job at orientation. They're like, this is how you use the deep fryer.
Yep.
Fucking make some fucking fries. And my mom's giving me put this in there, turn this on, and fucking come back in 30 minutes and put that shit in the dryer and put some of this and put some of that. As a kid, I learned that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got friends now that don't do their fucking own laundry.
Pain in the ass.
Fucking A.
Pain in the ass.
Well, you know what they have now, too, is nannies. And they've always had nannies. But
yes.
I don't know, nannies now are a little different. I've seen it where, you know, you're texting your nanny to bring you shit.
That's actually an assistant. I mean, what the fuck? Well, that's rich people, though.
I'm saying. I guess they've turned the nannies into assistants for their kids.
Yeah.
Rather than watching their kids, they're just kind of observing the kids.
Yeah, not really disciplining or teaching them anything. See, and the reason why I brought my son the Nintendo is because I figured, you know what, if he's going to really get into video games, because he's already showing hella interest into Angry Birds and, you know, Plants vs. Zombies and stuff like that. You know, simple little casual games. I kind of wanted to show him where games really took off. Like, to where he can appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Right. Where he has kind of a vision of both. Look at this game. It's you know, 16-bit or 8-bit, whatever it was.
8-bit for Nintendo.
8-bit freaking graphics, and it's still enjoyable.
Yeah.
And then he'll go and play something like Angry Birds, which is a high-definition game. Smooth, you know, these really nice bright sprites, you know.
They're not even sprites at that point.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, I know what you mean. And the whole thing is, it's just like, okay, you know, son, here's the deal. I got a band called The Beatles. Listen to them, check them out. And here's how I was helped in that. The same way my dad got me into The Beatles is this. He showed me Yellow Submarine as a kid. The movie, that cartoon, Yellow Submarine.
Right.
Showed it to me as a kid. I remembered all the songs, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then when I got to be like a teenager, I started listening, you know, I started like, you know, branching out into music and shit. And I found the Beatles and I was like, oh, I remember this song. Oh, this band is kick ass. This is fucking great. You know, and then that was that. You know, exactly. Okay. You know, and I've done that to my son. He likes the Yellow Submarine songs, but then there are certain other Beatles songs that aren't in that movie that he likes.
Yeah. You just gotta plant the seeds, man.
Exactly. Same with Ghostbusters. Loves the Ghostbusters.
I just think that with the way that information is just out there, they're constantly being blasted while they
shit.
Not
part two, though. Yeah.
It's hard for you to plant your seed within that soil that's already being taken up by all this other shit, planting its roots already.
Bam. Yeah,
if you get exactly what I'm saying, kind of, you know. It's just, these kids' minds are not as fertile for you to instill your
influence.
Morals and influence the way
because there's so much input from everywhere else.
Exactly, yeah, but yeah. Yes.
It's real hard, man. I mean, it's like you have to compete with so much, but...
My kid mouths off to me. I'm smacking him.
Oh, dude, for sure.
Don't give a fuck.
I totally believe in the smack in the mouth.
Fuck yeah.
I'm a firm believer of smack in the mouth in front of people.
I dare you.
Preferably in front of friends, okay? Yeah. Preferably in front of friends.
I wish you would start some shit when people are around.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. I wish you would.
My son does that. Like, he'll try and test me, like, when people are...
Don't test
me. We're at his cousin's house. No, we're at his cousin's house. picking him up. He was playing Super Mario Brothers on the Wii. We said, son, it's time to go. He got all fussy. He hadn't, you know, napped at all that day, or he hadn't, you know, kind of relaxed at all. He's just been running around playing with his kid, you know, his cousins. He was tired. He said, no, I don't want to leave yet. I'm not ready to leave. I said, no, it's time to go. Come on. It's 8 o'clock. We got to go. Time to leave. He said, no. And he got all, you know, all huffy and puffy and shit. Got all, he got up off the chair and tried to stomp away. You know, gave me this dirty-ass look. I said, no. I'm not going to play that game with you, son. I grabbed him, bent him over the knee, gave him a swat on the behind, and I said, go get your shoes. We're going. Don't do that again.
You know what's funny was, we go to restaurants.
Oh, man. I lose that shit at restaurants. I lose it.
I bet.
I lose it.
I'm telling you, my dad, old school. My dad's old school. And, maybe we learned at an early age, me, my older brother, and my brother Roman, at an early age, don't fuck around out in public.
No.
Be on your best behavior at their friend's house, at a restaurant,
yes,
at the local fucking store. Like, be on your best behavior, because that's when you'll get it, though. You can fuck around at the house.
Oh, yeah.
Get sent to your room, go fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't got a room at the restaurant to get sent to.
Nope.
My fucking dad, I don't know who he started it with. Could have been me. I like to mouth off. But,
he's a smart ass.
But,
you were the smart ass of the group, were you?
Yeah. Oh, come on. I'm the smart ass of this group. He would fucking take one of us, if we were acting up, to the car.
Oh.
And beat our fucking ass.
Oof.
And just smack our fucking little bottoms.
Yeah.
Blue in the face crying.
Oh, yeah.
And we'd have to wait there till we were done crying. And he's pissed off the whole time. He's trying to get something to eat. And he's like, you better quit fucking crying. I'll give you something to cry about like you just did. You just whooped my fucking ass. That's why I'm crying.
Right. The actions that were previously done.
It was funny because my youngest brother, he never learned. Never learned.
Yeah.
Just kept going, kept doing it. Little peek, yeah, I don't want that. You know what I mean? And my dad would just get this look. We're going to the car. Oh, he's crying before they even leave the restaurant.
Oh, wow.
He's crying before they. So my dad's even more pissed. He's like,
oh, yeah, he's already crying.
See, me, I'm like, fuck, we'll go to the car. I'm gonna fuck, we'll go to the car. And then when I get to the car, get my ass kicked. I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't have came to the car. This is the worst place ever.
Yeah. And fuck, you're all hard on the way to the car. Yeah,
this motherfucker's been to the car hella times. And he still does it. I'm like, you one of them hard-headed motherfuckers, aren't you? You're one of them dumbasses. Just kick. You're like one woman that deserves to get beat. You know what I mean? In the relationship. Just don't know when to shut the fuck up, do you? And this motherfucker would always come back. The biggest, because he had big old eyes. Big old red, swollen-ass eyes. Like, and then he tried to eat dinner after. You know how funny that is? This nigga's like crying into his food. Like, boogers come down. Dude, he's like trying to eat his french fries and shit. And they're all cold and I'm all full and just waiting for this motherfucker to hurry. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. All pissy. I'm like, how are you going to enjoy your meal?
Is it good? Is it good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't go out to eat a lot. My mom was a fucking chef, you know. She made dinners every fucking night. And we never got no text saying, hey, dinner's on. Yeah, you know, we're on the fucking neighborhood playing. My mom comes out and goes, Roman, Rudy, get your ass over, your dinner's ready.
And if you're not there, you don't eat.
Yeah, and if you're not there, no. If you're not there, we're one of us is getting sent to look for you.
Well, yeah,
where is he? Might be at this house. Go look. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah. No text saying, hey, dinner's on.
Not even
it's
a
in
page.
The oven, warm, not... when you're ready. No, fuck that. You're at the table before the shit's served.
Yep.
Sometimes the shit ain't even off the pan yet. You're sitting
waiting.
There. Yeah.
Be
the
waiting.
Bread's in the oven. Everything else ready, but
fuck
the
that. Fuck that streetlight shit.
Oh, fuck yeah, fuck that streetlight shit.
I go to, see, and it's kind of funny, too, because my best friend when I was a kid, still is my best friend, Kyle, lives right behind me. So it would seriously just be me and Kyle would be in his backyard, or he'd be in my backyard, and, you know, basically if I was at his place, my mom would just open up the back door and just scream out, my, you know, just be like, Josh, where are you?
Yeah.
Be like, Kyle's house, well, come over, lunch is ready. Yeah. Be like, hey, man, I gotta go, lunch is ready.
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of funny, too, like when I was a kid, like, me and him, we had this weird thing where we'd call each other up, like, two or three times a week, we'd hang out and shit, but then we'd call each other and be like, hey, man, you get anything new? And he's like, yeah, man, I got this Cable action figure, it's pretty tight. Or it's pretty cool. So bring it to
X-Men
the
action figure. Yeah. The best.
Yeah, he's like, let me check it out. I was like, let me check it out, man. Come to the back fence. And we just go to the back fence and fucking check, you
and
know.
And be in awe.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite X-Men.
Exactly.
Toys. Or the Gambit ones.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker was so cool.
Gambit was nice.
Gambit was the most badass.
That's why. That's why those movies kill me, dude. They never did him justice.
No.
There's fucking 12 of them.
When he came out in Origins, remember? He came out in Origins.
Yeah, it was crap.
Yeah, it was kind of crap.
It was crap.
He didn't even have the accent. He didn't have the Cajun accent.
It was Dookie.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Then again, how are you going to get a good Cajun actor? You see the most of the good Cajun actors. That,
I mean, dude, you can fucking Frank Caliendo can make a voice for anybody. You can't get one guy who can do a good Cajun accent. But also someone to sit there and just fuck. You know what I mean? Like, get a good actor who plays a lot of like a lot of roles.
All the
and
good
just sit him in front of the X-Men and just watch this guy and be like this guy.
Watch this cartoon and be like that guy.
Be like that guy. Is that hard for an actor? Really? Isn't that what they're supposed to do? Is fucking go into the shoes of someone else and portray that person.
Yeah,
that guy got the job. They're like, hey, you're going to be
Gambit. If you're Sean Penn or Tom Cruise, yes.
Well, whoever the guy was.
No, not Tom Cruise. Fuck no.
I don't even know who the guy was who got the Gambit role. But when they told him that.
The guy in that John Carter movie.
When they told him that, he didn't go and just start watching fucking X-Men cartoons and like reading and listening and shit, like seeing how his accent is. You know what I'm saying?
No, he didn't do any of that.
Like, you can't do anybody justice if you don't fucking portray them, right? And Gambit got it so dirty and that shit.
Yeah, he did. It was an awful, awful doing.
Uh-huh. Horrible.
And see, that's what's funny, though, is that kids nowadays, they don't worry about dumb shit like that. I mean, it sounds dumb to other people, but it's not dumb to us.
It's not.
I mean, it's like well, now we're just getting into the realm of nerdiness because of the whole comic book thing, but it's like
Cable action figures.
Cable action figure. No, but it's like, you know, with Kyle, man, I mean, he was into the comic books, and he always had, like, a plethora of Wolverines.
That's awesome.
You know, he had a Morph. Like, who the fuck had the Morph action figure? He was only in, like, two episodes. Who the fuck wanted that? Yeah, Kyle did.
Like, he didn't turn into anybody. He was just Morph.
Yeah, the interchangeable heads.
Ah, that's cool, then.
Yeah.
That's cool, I guess.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, it's like kids nowadays, they don't really have that. You know, their kids are kind of like, they're like a product of their environment. You know,
it's all fucking social media, fucking.
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing too, is that they're able to get information really fucking quick.
Yeah,
I'm glad my son can't really read all that well because if he knew how to spell really well and read,
Like, what's gonna build more character? Fucking being at your friend's house, listen to your mom scream your name from down the block and they're ragging. Hey, look, your mom's calling you, or you get a text. And it's your mom saying dinner, and they're like, oh, who's that? Oh, some BZ and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Girl,
you know how I do.
unless,
and then you take off to go to dinner.
unless you're Fonz, and then you go, my mom, she said dinner's ready.
That's what makes for crappy kids. That right there is what makes for crappy kids. Oh, some BZ. It's your fucking mom.
Yeah.
Tell you to go have dinner.
Yeah, they have no reason to lie, but they're gonna.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Because if you were out in the apartment complex in our time, it wouldn't matter because they heard it too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They're like, oh, I guess I gotta go home too.
Oh, you're going home? All right, well, we're gonna stay.
And
out
it
here
was
and
fine. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, you old bitch. Hey, you little bitch.
You know what would make Justin Bieber hard? Is if somebody knocked his ass out. If he got a real good old fashioned, passionate ass whooping.
Just real.
You know what I'm saying?
In the terms of JR, get a mud hole stomped in him.
Yeah, exactly. That changes the motherfucker's life. It humbles you.
Oh, yeah, it does.
You wouldn't be wearing these leather gloves with your fingers cut out and shit, with all this leather and dancing with fucking Chris Brown or whoever you're dancing, if you got your ass kicked.
Yeah.
You'd fucking know.
Or if you took care of developmentally disabled people, then you'd also be humbled in a different way.
Exactly. You appreciate that. This motherfucker, you know what I heard, too?
Huh?
This motherfucking asshole, this little shit.
This little shite.
This little shit.
Shite.
Was eating.
At
some restaurant outside or some little patio area or something.
Yeah.
Him and his manager, fucking, I don't know.
Yes.
And this girl and her little daughter, this woman and her daughter are walking down, and her daughter's like 4.
Yeah.
Loves Justin Bieber. In love with the music and all this. Has his poster up. Or 5, whatever. I don't fucking know. Young child. And the mom goes up and she's just like, hey, look, I know you're eating. I'm so sorry. But my daughter just loves you. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And he straight up tells her, I'm not working right now, I'm eating. And, like, pretty much disses her, don't get a picture with her, no autograph, nothing. Tells her, get the fuck on, go on, skip. Tell me that motherfucker doesn't deserve an ass whooping.
Oh, an ass whooping for sure.
I mean,
I can kind of see how that works.
Oh, fuck that.
But at the same time, though, dude, come on, that's your moneymaker right there. You gotta stand up and say hello, take a picture, sign autograph.
It's your fans. It's the only reason you do got anything, because these little 4-year-olds liking you. You're 14, and you got a 4-year-old liking you. Like, that's not cool.
No.
Motherfucker, that's not cool.
Yeah.
What's cool is fucking being 14 and having 21-year-olds like you. That's cool.
Yeah, yes. Right? Right, going in as a freshman in high school and then having a senior take you out to lunch.
Yeah. Someone's saying, wow, this little fucker's cool.
Yeah.
I want to hang out with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not because he has the tightest pants on in the school. Because his hair looks the most like the fucking vampire in Twilight.
I don't know, dude. That,
you know what I'm saying?
No. I know what's up with these kids.
They're all about, like, image, dude.
I can't,
like, fucking,
I don't know what the hair is about these
kids. The hair.
See, that's why I'm filling my son with as much, like, knowledge of things from the past as possible because, you know, people always said, oh, don't look towards the past, look towards the future. Bullshit. Bullshit. I've listened to the future.
History.
It sounds like itself. It sounds like robots.
Yep. Future, you know? Sounds like robots. Yeah.
And I don't need no robots. I want to hear the Beatles, man. I want to hear fucking Paul McCartney and John Lennon.
Name George somebody Harrison. That came out
with something
last,
good
in the last 10 years that's going to be as legendary as either of those guys. Any of those bands, the Beatles, fucking, you know what I'm saying? That shit's timeless.
Oh yeah.
Like, and it, and what it was is that they, like, evolved with music.
Yeah, they did.
They don't got no, but everybody sounds the fucking same now.
Yep.
Drake sounds like Lil Wayne, sounds like Nicki Minaj.
Who?
The girl with the fake booty. I don't know, she's ugly as shit, but people love her.
I'm saying who to all three of them. Nicki Minaj. I know is I know one of them was a paralyzed dude.
Well, I think
Degrassi.
They all... Who was paralyzed?
I think Drake.
He was paralyzed?
On Degrassi.
No, on Degrassi, he played a paralyzed character.
What's Degrassi?
It's a fucking show. It's a. It's like a.
Drake played a paralyzed guy.
Yeah, he used to be an actor before he was a rapper. He was an actor for a long time.
He played the Will Smith code. He's trying to do the Will Smith.
Yeah, he basically.
But he did it backwards.
Smith. Yeah, I was like, Will Smith went actor first, then rapper, then actor.
Yeah, he did
it backwards.
There'll never be another Will Smith.
No.
There will never be another Will Smith.
There will never.
Like, what happened to TV shows, too? These fuckers are in fucking Treed with Jersey Shore. That's what's wrong with this fucking world.
Reality television. You want to know what reality is? You wake up, and that's you waking up, and you have cooking yourself eggs.
You're hungry.
And you're hungry.
Huh.
You having to take a shit first thing when you wake up. That's reality. Not some fucking bitch with a horrible accent with 10 pounds of makeup on her face getting fucked up drunk and shitting in a refrigerator.
Somebody
that is not reality.
Shit in a refrigerator.
I think I saw Snooki shit in a refrigerator.
Oh God, that's so nasty.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
Or like the voice. Who gives a fuck if people can sing? Ruben, I know you can sing, but
I can't sing.
I'm not taking you on a TV show.
You better not. I'll kick your fucking ass.
See, like, that's...
Like, if you tell me you're taking me to Six Flags, you take me to a fucking audition, I'm gonna fuck you up.
But then what if I say we're going to Six Flags after? Win or lose? The whole time you're sitting there in the chair, we're going to Six Flags, right, motherfucker?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, we're going to Six Flags.
I'm gonna put on the best fucking show ever.
Yeah. You're just all...
Like, seriously, I don't know why they call it reality TV when if somebody's paying me to live in a house for free and get drunk all day, I'm not gonna be myself. I'm going to be the motherfucker that's getting paid to live in a house for free and getting drunk all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's who I'm going to be.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be me. I'm going to be fucking that guy.
Yeah.
Because that's not me. I don't get paid to live in a house and drink all fucking day.
Yeah.
But if I did.
But now I do.
Yeah, but if I did.
But here's the problem.
They want to watch it now? Fuck that.
Here's the problem with that, though, is that then there's producers. And the producers are like, no. You don't. Look, I don't need you. You're too nice of a guy to be drinking and partying all day. You can drink some. Party a little bit, but you always have to let the girls down easy. You can never just kick them out of your bed. No, nothing. You got to cook them breakfast, make them feel nice, buy them a scarf, whatever, and then you never call them again. But you have to make sure that you're nice. You know what I mean? Like, they get that. You're like, no, I'd never do that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, I might get
them the scarf.
I might get them a scarf or my breakfast, but not both.
Yeah,
well, we want you to do both. You know, that's a little too much. Well, look, either you do that or you just keep getting drunk all day.
See,
exactly. They fuck with you like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? They ask
I'd
you
be
to,
the Snooki, I guess.
Yeah.
I'd shit in places that weren't supposed to be shat in. I've actually shat in a urinal before, so I guess that's appropriate.
We covered that.
We did, huh?
We covered that.
Hey, look like a mini toilet on the wall.
What are you going to do?
Worst toilet ever. No toilet paper.
You see, when you're a kid, you don't understand physics and weight distribution, so you think that you can just sit in it and then put all your weight on it when you can't.
No.
It's only it's not even attached to the stud. It's just on the wall with a 2x4 on the other side. See,
that's funny though.
Well, that's only because they did cheap wall work on it, you know. But I was like, come on, you know, really? The kids are going to be watching reality television.
That's what they get their jollies off of now.
See, and the fucking the goddamn because I'm having a girl, I'm starting to think about I watch those beauty pageant shows, and I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit? And there's this crazy, fat, little pimpled girl with curly hair, and she's all honey boo-boo child. I'm like, what the fuck is this about?
She's trying to be in a pageant?
No, yeah.
Oh, no.
No, and her mom, like, they're all, it's all from the South. Like, much of it isn't from California.
Yeah.
But a lot of it's from the South, because they're still into weird things like that.
Pageant moms.
Pageant, yeah. Crazy. Yeah, yeah. Crazy, and it's like they get crazy over it. Women. Yes. You see, and that's what children do to people. But all they got to do is walk up there, not cry, and strut their shit. You know, too easy.
Speaking of the youth, man, I actually caught myself driving by a bunch of youngsters playing football.
Yes.
So jealous and pissed off that I can't just get out there and start tackling people anymore because I'm so old and I got bad knees and everything.
Then they might sue you.
I hated it. I was talking shit. I was like, you guys fucking blow. You guys fucking suck. Put your shirt on, fatty. And it's only because I can't get out there and play.
Yeah. Jealous fucking bastards.
Fuck you? Fuck these goddamn kids.
You don't
fuck
gotta worry about bad knees and rent.
I hate kids.
Yeah. Fucking health insurance. You know what?
Everybody's babies are ugly. No baby's really cute when they first come out. They're all fucking ugly.
You're crossing lines now, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
You've had one too many, buddy. We're cutting you off.
You're crossing lines.
Come
now,
on,
buddy.
Man.
I need to eject you from this facility, sir.
3-month-old baby.
Roscoe.
All look the same.
Roscoe. Come here. This guy here?
Break this guy's legs.
Make sure he lands softly outside.
Oh, God.
Preferably on his shoulder. Neck.
Babies.
Yeah.
Babies. All babies are ugly.
Babies are... The first 3 months, they're all ugly. They all look the same. They all look like a little worm.
I'll kind of...
Like a little worm.
Like a little...
I won't go that far with the worm.
Like a little old man. Like a...
Like a glow worm?
Like a little... Yes, exactly. Like one of those little glow worm things.
If you were to just put it in one of those, like, full body sleeping bags, that's what it would be?
I'll punt it, baby, like a football.
See, that's horrible.
Just kidding.
That image is funny, though.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Like, all right, not a real baby, though.
No, gear and everything, helmet and everything.
Just with the baby with the helmet?
Yeah, out in the baby gotta have the just helmet. Just me out in an empty field.
With a baby sitting on a fucking...
And a band. And freaking
just punt. Full on college punt.
The only place we'd be ever be able to film that possibly is China.
To kick babies?
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, not a real one. Bank it like a doll. That'd just be horrible. Don't kick babies, dude.
Where's the real fun then?
I don't know.
If you're getting drunk enough, you might believe it.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. You might actually kick harder too, and more comedy would come of it because
you'd have to find a way to, you know.
Dude, that's all we'd have to do is get him like a pint or like a 32. Like a 32 Miller High Life. That's good enough. That's like $1.39. We got Drunk Jose, get him a doll, high school marching band, and
pump it full of ketchup so I really freak out. You know, when I kick
the
it.
The doll?
Yeah, so I kick it and I'm like, yeah, so that I realize afterwards, because that's usually how it goes. You know, you realize afterwards. After you pull out the.
I'll get one of them water babies. You put the water in.
Oh, the ones that like blink and shit?
Yeah. No, the water baby where you put water in it and it moves. I'll get one of those and I'll fill it with like red dye, like hella thick red dye. Kind of puncture it a little bit so when Jose hits it, like I'll only fill it a halfway up. But when he kicks it, it'll force all the shit out and it'll just
squirt all over.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, you got a powerful kick.
Yeah, right? Look at all the blood that seeped out of that baby when you kicked it.
Yeah, you should make kicking babies a professional job.
Right? Why haven't you been hired yet? You know, like, that's horrible. Hold on. Whoa.
You should have been drafted years ago.
Whoa. Guys, I think we just crossed the line for about the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, punting babies. That's once he went on it, it was like...
It was just
a point of no return after that. You just gotta go.
I guess.
Punting babies is not that bad. Well, I mean, it is bad, but I mean, I would never...
I wonder what
baby.
Peter would...
I mean, don't shake the baby. You know, I mean, you're not even supposed to shake them. I wouldn't punt one. You know what I mean?
But there isn't a PSA for don't punt the baby.
Remember don't when Ike or baby. Kyle used to punt?
Kick the kick baby.
Kick the baby. Don't kick the baby.
I've seen a video of like an old Italian woman like, hey, I know about that, running up and like kicking. Like just literally just drop kicking a baby.
Wow.
A full on drop kick?
Yeah.
Jeez. I wouldn't do that to a human.
No.
Like a grown man.
He's no big deal.
He's no big deal. He's just dropkick.
Not like he's stab wound. Come on now.
It's not like you penetrate skin. It's just dropkick.
It's just dropkick.
It's not like I hit you tire iron. Yeah. Okay, it's not bad.
It's okay.
Tire iron, bad. Dropkick, not so bad.
It's not so bad. It's sneaker.
Yeah, it's sneaker. I have Skechers.
I have Skechers. It's soft bottom.
Yes. Although it is
it's
falling off at bottom.
Yeah.
So you might feel foot.
might feel ill.
Yes. Not my problem. Oh, and ignore razor blades that are strategically placed inside the sole. Please ignore. Yeah. Not for you.
I kick with other legs.
Oh, man.
So from punting babies to drop kicking people with razor blades at the bottom of your show.
That's a weird, weird path. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. That's how we do it here.
Yeah.
I think we're running on fumes.
I think so. Either we're running on fumes or...
We can't bitch about the youth anymore. Give us fucking 5 more years and we'll go back on this shit.
Right. Give us... Meet us on this date in 5 years and we will have more to complain about.
Yeah. Especially with the youth. They're going to be like adults then and...
I got something else.
We're going to want to kick their fucking asses even more.
You remember clock radios?
Yeah.
Kids don't have clock radios anymore.
What do they have?
Yeah, they do. They have them and they hang in the shower now.
No. I mean clock radio when you'd wake up.
Alarm.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the phones. Duh.
Yeah.
Phone alarms.
Yeah. I remember having a clock radio.
I had a clock radio. I still have one that I don't use because of the phone.
Exactly. Exactly. Fuck. See, I had a clock radio. I had the one with the actual flip letters on it.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's old school.
Yeah, it was.
See? Damn. It sucks, dude. We're getting old, man.
Right?
Every day I look at myself, I'm like,
just skin dragging.
What happened to that sun on his shoulders fucking...
Life. That's what happened.
Man, fucking reality and restraining orders, they suck.
Right?
They make you fucking grow up quick.
Yeah, having to fucking cook. Having to work at metal shops.
That makes you fucking grow old fast.
Yeah, it does. All that
car
heat.
Washes.
Oh, God.
Who the fuck wants a car wash in the winter?
Working with retarded people.
That's not politically correct, but yeah.
Developmentally disabled people.
Definitely makes you grow.
Okay, look, I'm going to say this. I don't... You know how some people, like old people, still call people of African-American descent colored or other weird racist remarks?
Do they say colored still?
I think they do say... old people still say colored, yes. The really old, old ones.
Yeah.
The ones that are on
colored
the...
fella.
Yeah.
You know, your colored friend.
Yeah, you go over to that colored barber, have him cut your hair. He does a pretty good job.
I think those guys all died already.
No, there's still a couple.
Really?
Still a couple.
You know what I realized? We're going to be losing hippies soon.
I don't like hippies, dude. I don't like hippies. They smell bad hygiene, dude. It's just, man.
Not the hippie, like, fucking begging on the street corner of San Francisco hippie. I'm talking about just the mindset of the hippies. Like, the cool, just
the ones that were back in the day.
Kick it, smoke.
Not present-day hippies. Hippies from back in the day.
Yeah, like, hippies that just like the lifestyle. Not to be dirty, man. That's just a fucking... That's just terrible. That's just people fucking... Got no damn manners. Be smelling up all over the place. Like good old school hippies. Willie Nelson.
The Mikes of the world.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mikes of the world.
The Pats.
Okay, yes.
Yes, the Pats.
The Pats still fucking mows his lawn in a tie-dye shirt with a tie-dye bandana.
Yeah, I hear. Your tie-dye shirt, old guy, yes. That still has a nice place.
Yeah. That fucking is a teacher,
I think. The high-functional stoner.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay. No, I mean... Shit, it could be somebody who lives
not
in Berkeley.
Not necessarily stoner, yeah.
No, it could be somebody who lives in Berkeley that went to Woodstock, but he lives in Berkeley now, and he has his own little...
He just digs all the old school hippie shit.
Can we meet on, like, flower power person?
No, somebody who was a hippie back in the day, but now they're successful.
I don't like hippies, man.
Look, no, we're not talking about Tower District hippies. We're not talking about them. All right, Tower District hippies are a completely different breed of hippie.
Tower District hippies.
Yeah.
Like, Homer has some hippie friends.
Homer has some serious hippie friends. like you, they, but these
I've
are,
met them.
Yeah, these are hippie, these are, no, like, these are hippie friends who are just like, the dolphins to deliver my baby. Like,
yeah,
that's
fucking weird.
Yeah, like it gets to be like that point. But you know what? That's what makes life interesting.
Yeah.
At the same time, because where else are you going to hear, I want my baby to be delivered by dolphins.
Whoa.
You weren't paying attention for the first 2 minutes, were you?
No, I mean, yes, I was. Well, no, not really.
Yeah, I can see him staring off into the carpet, looking at all the different shit on the floor. He's like looking at the nail and then the Swisher wrapper, and he's like, wow, if those together, if that nail was inside that Swisher wrapper, that'd be fucking crazy.
It'd be like a little hat on the nail.
Yeah, and he's like, look at this, and he's going to do it. Look at him now.
Yeah, well.
Fumes, ladies and gentlemen.
Fits
fumes.
Perfectly.
Shit. Let's, trust I'm me done. When I say that I'm going to try my ass off not to raise my kid as retarded as most of these kids are nowadays. things.
Right, right. And I'm already doing a fairly good job of teaching my son about you know, how things, you know, like, before he came along and before the internet, you know, now it's kind of bad because he's on YouTube.
Give him those fucking finger blisters from them old school Nintendo controllers. Oh, no, those he motherfuckers didn't. Hurt. Oh, now no. It's all like touchscreen and Wii. You don't even got to touch nothing rectangle. To play games.
I got a Game Boy. I still got an old fat Game Boy that runs on 4 AA's.
Motherfuck.
Couple games for it. Give him that. Be like, here, knock this out.
You can get know? Something that's half the weight, half the size, high def.
No removable batteries. No, rechargeable.
Yeah.
Plug it in and it's done.
That's fucking crazy.
And that gotta was only love it. That was only 18 years ago?
Gotta love it. Yeah. We're fucking old, man. Cheers to that. Everyone out here.
I got nothing.
Everyone out here.
Yes.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Clunk.
Clank.
To getting
clank.
Old.
To getting old.
To getting old.
Shit. I'm tired. I'm done. I gotta wake up early.
Because you're old. You gotta wake up and boil eggs.
I gotta wake up, boil eggs, watch...
fucking watch Golden Girls.
I gotta watch the flag being raised, and then I gotta hear the national anthem. and then my morning starts after that
the
moment.
National anthem.
You know they still do that, right? When I go to the house, they'd fucking... Never mind. When I go work with the retards, I'd watch that shit in the morning.
You're crazy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Developmentally disabled. God. I'm done. God. We're out. Listen to the promos at the end, or plugs, whatever. It's good. Movie. And,
boop.
Who was in, what is that, Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams?
Kevin Costner and James Earl Jones?
No, I can care less about James Earl Jones.
What?
Just for the end line, I don't care about James Earl Jones'
James Earl Jones.
What do you want?
I want him to narrate my life.
Right. No, James Morgan Freeman would narrate my life. Anyway, if you build it, they will come. We are out. Bye. Hey, follow Jazz Chronicles on Twitter at Jazz Chronicles. Look us up on Facebook. Same thing.
Please,
we need the likes. Also, rate us on iTunes.
Twitter.
We need to know.
Love it. Okay, we're gone now.